Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Here we go. We missed last week, but we're back. And we have a whole Rich Foss, Bonnie McFarlane, a whole new setup, new table. So much nicer.
Same old mics. I want a new mic.
Then we'll get new mics. But I don't care. I mean, how could you not think this is a better table? I mean, look at it. It's perfect for the podcast. There's more room. It's not wobbly. It's a great, great podcast table. When I walked into the place where I bought it, it caught my eye right away. I said, that's the one. And got it in my car, took a couple legs off, brought it home, and here we are with a whole new setup. Fixed shelf behind us, and still use one of the seats, and I put a cushion under yours because it was broken under you. And do you like it or not?
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
No, that's not what you said when we first walked in, but now you like it? Tell the truth.
What do you want me to say? Well, I liked it the better before we were kind of more angled toward each other. Now it's like we're both sitting in a, you know, like on a bus, you know. Oh,
I know.
Hi. You know, ever talk to somebody next to you on a plane? It's like so hard. You're like.
No, we weren't really angled. It was the same thing, only the table was better. Same seat. So.
No, because it was when in a corner.
Well, I love it. I love it, and she likes it, so that means it's positive.
Well, I love you talking about it endlessly. I think that's great. That's a really exciting way to start. Hi, guys. I went into a secondhand store, caught my eye. It's like...
Yeah.
Do you talk to people like this, like when you're out... Do you notice people like drifting off when you talk, just in regular life?
Not at all, because they find me very interesting.
Really?
Oh, I have interesting stuff to talk about, believe me.
Now, what if someone told you the story of going into a...
I would say I love those places.
You'd immediately start thinking about your own stuff.
No, I
would. Would you be listening to them about their thing?
Yeah, what did you get? And then I'd tell them some stuff.
How come you talk to somebody and I go, what's going on with them? You never know.
I know exactly. That's not true. And don't say whenever. That means every time you've ever.
Well, you're like a Instagram commenter. You're not taking into account. It's like people speak in generalizations. That's what they do. Hopefully you would, you know, just accept that I don't mean every single time.
You had a little incident on Instagram. Was it Instagram that started?
Yes, I did this girl's podcast. And I said many things that were complete horseshit on that podcast because I don't obviously care that much.
And you're a comic, so you're trying to be funny.
Trying to be a little funny. When she was talking about, you know, perchance starting a family, and she's was like, oh, I don't remember how. I honestly don't remember how we got into it, but I was thinking that I was giving her encouragement about having a baby. And so this is the clip that they used where I'm going, everyone loves to tell you how hard it is. It's not that hard. And then I said some jokes, like it's like having a potato. The car seat is the hardest thing. I don't remember. Oh, I said something about like you can put your kid to bed whatever time you want. Or I put my kid to bed at 10 and people would get mad at me. And I'd be like,
yeah, but he's,
well, she doesn't have a job.
Plus the baby slept late.
So. Well, this was, so for the first few weeks, there was really not much I thought it was a boring clip. I was like, oh, okay, you're gonna use that clip. And then I don't know what happened. I was getting hundreds and like there was a point where I was getting hundreds of messages every time I looked at my phone. So
hate mail too.
They were, I would say, 90% unhinged hate. People were calling for it to be taken down for spreading misinformation. People were saying, put a gun in your mouth.
That was me.
Yeah. People were like calling me a retard. Like, it was insane. I was getting direct messages where people were like, my sister committed suicide because parenting was so hard.
Well, then she shouldn't. She had problems before having a baby, obviously.
People were like, you're not taking into consideration this or that. People were like a potato. That really set people off that I said it was like having a potato. I mean, people were like furious about it. And then
we used to boil our baby. Get it? Potato.
I mean, there was some comments like that too. And then men were jumping into the thing saying like, try working on an oil rig. And it was like, you're not really helping, you know. But it was, and even though I didn't care because I have a great kid and I was a good mom and I enjoyed parenting. I was basically saying I enjoyed it and people were really having a hard time with that. It still hurt on some level. It still started to get, like in the beginning, I didn't care. It was kind of funny. But just day after day of every time I looked at my Instagram was just these, I just didn't know there was that many people that were that insane. And it's like, so you had, I just can't imagine watching a clip where somebody has a different opinion than me on something and just going to town on it. But then I started looking at comments and every clip has these people. I mean, I obviously had more because parenting, I guess, is such a hot button. But my friend said, I had a friend who was kind of on their side. She's like, well, everyone always tells you how great it is to be a parent and it's really hard. And it's like, that wasn't my experience. My experience was when I was pregnant, everybody was like, well, there goes your life. No more sleeping for you. Like people were, so I was trying to give a message of hope, you know, you'll be fine. And also it's like, people have been parenting, obviously, since the beginning of time, and this is the most modern time we've ever lived in.
We have running water.
It's like, yes, it's like, okay. And then I had another friend who was like, no, now it's even more hard because of all the social media and stuff. It's like, maybe it's more hard emotionally, but physically it's much easier. Like, people used to have to like wash their diapers and
yeah, they didn't even have disposable diapers back in the day,
and people would be like, I have four kids and they were all really hard. It's like, well then
stop at one, stupid.
It's a voluntary thing. it's so weird. I know that there's people watching now. First of all, it's so funny because I said people love to tell you how hard it is, and that's exactly what happened. People went in the comments telling you how hard it was. It was like it proved my point. And I know saying it on this podcast, people will come and tell me, I don't check my messages. I don't check I've never once looked at the comments on this podcast. So go ahead and leave your comment. I won't look at it.
We've looked at comments. I've never. People like the podcast.
People will leave them on my Instagram. I'll see them there, but I won't see it.
Wait, is there another way to find comments about this podcast?
Oh, okay. See, he doesn't know either. So
wait. There was years ago. What was it? How did we? Oh, on like Spotify or
wherever you can leave comments on this podcast, I won't see them, and obviously, clearly, he won't either. So don't even bother, unless it's a positive. And then
I'm gonna start looking.
Oh, okay. He'll start looking. But people will tell me that I'm wrong. Even now, I looked at a clip that was somebody was making chicken, and I looked at the comments because I just do it now to see if like people are being unhinged in the comments. And somebody wrote, one of the first comments was, you didn't wash your chicken, unfollow. And you think like, it's like a joke. You go, oh, that's what someone would write to be a fucking funny person. You know, underneath those 147 comments of people having a full blown fight in the comments about whether you should wash your chicken or not. And it's just like, it's got to be the easiest time in the, on the planet. If you have time, there's just, even if they had Instagram fucking 100 years ago, people wouldn't be doing this because they wouldn't have had time.
Didn't you tell a lady that was complaining about raising kids you had time to write this?
Yeah, one of them, she wrote a long post and I said, well, you have time to scroll and comment. And then people were like, it doesn't take that long to scroll and comment. It's like, it does. It actually eats up a lot of your fucking time.
Yeah, because you got to go back and read it and correct it. And at least I do, you know, or try to correct it.
But even still, it's like, well, like if it's really and then people were calling me a bad mom. So many people were calling me a bad mom. People were saying, like, if it's not hard, you're doing it wrong. It's like, what kind of fucking nonsense is this people are peddling? It's like, if it's easy, it's easy. It just happens to be easier for you. It's also possible that I grew up on a farm and I have a different sense of what's hard or not. I grew up working very like a fucking migrant worker. So it's like,
when my kids,
now I'll get comments for saying migrant worker.
When my older daughters were young, I would tell them to clean their room. And I would have a contest and I would let them go in and I would go, whoever cleans the most things by the time I count to 30 wins this round. And they'd run in and come back and Ellen would go, I cleaned 7 things. And Jessica, I cleaned 6 or 8. And the room would be cleaned in no time. And they thought they were playing a game.
Parent of the year here, guys. Let's listen up and take note. When's your book come out?
Well, you're okay, troll. Okay, person that you're. Just
I mean, it's just funny. I mean, we're not talking about if you're. You went immediately to like
how easy it was. How I'm saying, you know, people argue. I can't get my kid to clean my room. I go, it was pretty easy for me.
How about Raina? How about Raina? Is that easy?
Not when they're 16. No, it's not easy now. But now
this is like guys in the comments were helping. They kept doing it. They kept trying to come to my defense and it's like you're not helping.
There's a difference now between now and them because there's other things now for them to hold their attention. Back then they wanted to play a game and it was called clean your room game. So there was more, there was less stuff to do. There was
so funny.
So you know, here I saw a clip of this comic and she was doing a bit about I think a stripper stripping to like a slow song. And it was really funny. It was a funny bit, right? So now another,
how do you know all this? Where are you getting your information from?
From you. But
okay,
but I saw,
and where am I getting my information from?
From a friend of yours.
Right. And where's she getting her information from?
The source.
You don't know that, though. So we're just saying, Rich has never looked and seen any of the things that he's about to tell you about.
I'm telling you my experience.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were going to tell this story because
I'm going to mix
it. I just wanted them to be clear that we don't know exactly what we're talking about.
Well,
we haven't
have
seen
a general
it with our
idea.
Own eyes.
I did see the bit. And I thought it was
I didn't even
funny.
See the bit.
Okay, I saw the bit. I saw the bit like a week or so ago, and I thought it was very funny. A funny bit of a comic imitating a stripper to like a slow song or something weird. Well, okay, I do a bit which was on my last album, which came out a year ago. So I was doing a bit at least a half a year before that. About a blind girl in the front row. Funny bit. Someone else did almost the exact same bit. And actually, that person is very famous. But I didn't accuse that person. I just put up my album where the bit is. And there's parallel thinking in this business. Unless you are talking about yourself, your own family, your life, there can be parallel thinking. The more personal you are, the less chance there is of somebody taking something or parallel thinking. Anyhow, so I see this bit. Then Bonnie, my source of different gossip or what's going on in the business, says another girl accused this girl of taking the bit, but the other girl hasn't done comedy in 10 years. in 10 years.
According to sources that we have, we don't know that's true.
We don't know that's true.
Quit repeating everything I say.
Okay, I won't repeat everything you say.
Oh, my God.
My God.
What is your point here?
My point is, one, if you haven't done comedy for 10 years.
If the bit is 20 years old.
Shut up and let it go. Second of all, the person who did it first, if they did, no one people have been doing bits about strippers for years. For years. I mean, when I first started, people had bits about strippers or dancers. So, you know, maybe it was the same idea. I'm sure it wasn't the exact same bit. I'm not sure. But you haven't been doing it for 10 years, so leave the girl alone. And
well, here's the thing is like, even if, let's say, even if the girl stole it or whatever, I don't know. I do not think she stole the bit. But why go on this campaign to destroy someone? It's like, call her up, say, hey, I did that bit. Most people will take down the clip. It's in her special, so she can't take it out of her special that's already. Whatever, she can make like an apology, not post that particular clip on her Instagram.
That's if she took it.
But even if she didn't, usually people will be like, oh, okay, you did it first. Usually people are like, if somebody said, hey, if I put up a clip and somebody was like, that's my bit, and they said, I've been doing this since, you know, 2003, I think that's when she started doing the bit.
But what if somebody said to you, I did this bit, but I haven't done comedy in 10 years. Would you go, well, then what do you care? Why would you care if you don't do comedy anymore?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
like
know.
Me when I used to paint houses.
I would just not post that clip personally because I'd be embarrassed that I was doing a bit that somebody that I didn't think was a good comic was also doing. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, ew.
I would, and also too, I would say, send me a video of you. Let me see.
She did. The girl who claimed that she was getting stolen from put together a little video of her doing the bit and this other girl doing the bit.
Well, the new girl's prettier.
This is like guys in comments, like not helping.
I don't even know what the other girl looks like, so I can't say that. So I have no idea what the other girl looks like, but big deal. You quit 10 years ago. I would say, listen, if you get back into business, and you want to do the bit again, I'll stop doing it. But until then, shut your mouth and leave me alone. You're out of the business. And it's everybody, like I said before, the more personal you are, you won't get those emails. And there's parallel thinking all the time.
Do you feel like you need to like get some juice out of your mouth?
None at all. My mouth is perfectly fine. We did if I was the second girl, keep doing the bit. It was funny. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I would never do the bit again.
You wouldn't do it again?
Never. I would never do a bit that knowingly knew someone else that I felt was a lesser comic than me was doing. If it was a bigger comic, I wouldn't do it. My ability to write jokes is...
Me too.
I can just write another one.
Me too.
That's the thing I love more than doing bits is writing bits and creating bits. So.
That's what you love?
Yes, that's what I love. Is there any better feeling than coming up with a joke that works?
I did like four new bits last night.
I did four new bits last night, and guess how many worked?
Four.
Zero.
Oh, all mine worked.
I wasn't doing too good because I had a glass of wine before I went on, which I hate. I don't like doing stand-up anymore after any kind of alcohol imbibing.
Well.
Because it's like so much more fun to have clarity on stage. And it's like you can parse through like if the audience is liking you or not. It's like slightly cloudy when you're drinking.
I'm team new girl. You're team neutral.
Neither one of them are new girl. I hate to break it to you.
Okay, I'm team
It doesn't matter. You don't. Also,
you don't go after somebody and tell trolls to go after them.
Yeah, that's
you know what the fuck? It's stupid. Then you don't get your other friend who has a lot of followers on your side to get trolls to attack that person. You know, it's just stupid. You know, whatever.
And don't come after people with their parenting shit.
Yes. Shut up.
Oh, and the thing got people were saying it kept calling for it to get taken down for misinformation, the thing I put up, and it did. Isn't that wild?
Well, you could have fought that easily.
Yeah, I was so happy it was gone, honestly.
Oh, no. You got to stand your ground. You can't let the fucking, that's like the, like,
okay, so
last week or 2 weeks ago, we did a show for to benefit Israel in Toronto, and there was like 100 protesters. Which protests? There's nothing wrong with protesting, but they were stopping people from trying to come in. They were.
Why would they protest a comedy show? It makes no sense to me that if you think that Israel is the aggressor and what's the word I'm looking for? If you think Israel's in the wrong, then like, is there something you can do that would be actually helpful? Like,
yeah, move out, move to.
Why would
100 people
protesting a comedy show be on your list of things to do? It makes these people that get, it's just like people get mad at comedy. It's like, what? I just don't understand it. It's like, wouldn't laughing be at least one positive thing in the world?
Well, and here's, okay, the back of the club where we went in, there was about 15 protesters.
Like, you guys weren't even really talking about the issue, right? We were just raising money.
You raised money, and there was maybe about 90 people out front, like 10 out back. We only filmed I just saw a clip of somebody asking the people out front. Like, the guy asking the questions, asked one guy protesting, now, where'd you get this information from? And this is an older guy, and the guy goes, TikTok. So people are protesting and don't even know what they're protesting for. But if you want to protest and go ahead. But you don't stop people from coming in.
I know, it's like wars
in.
Are now fought through, like, TikTok and Instagram. It's
don't stop people from coming. They called the health department and said the club, they were doing anything to shut down our show. We sold it out, and I want to thank the protesters for bringing awareness to our show, because we sold a great, insane crowd. Judy Gold got a standing ovation. I mean, everybody did well. You know, Aaron had to follow her, and he did well. I hosted it. There was one guy who did a guest spot, and we were fucking furious. He did a guest spot, and he acted like it was his show. We kept giving him the light. And he went on for like 15 minutes. He was supposed to do 7 minutes. And he was filming. He act like it was his fucking show. And it was so aggravating. But anyhow, look, if you're going to protest, protest. But you cannot stop people.
Can I protest the amount of liquid in your mouth?
There's no liquid in my mouth.
Come on. I could see it flying around.
No, you can't. You're exaggerating to
okay, go carry on. Sorry. You had a great show.
It was a lot of fun. You know, we did one in Boca. There was no protest. It was so, and it's like when I do a 12-step convention, when I'm doing people in recovery, there's stuff I could talk about there that I can't do in a club because they won't get it. Same when I do casinos. There's gambling material I can do that people won't get in regular clubs. But then when you have an audience of all Jews and your people, not all, but, probably 90%, it's like having your own audience. It's so much better and easier than walking into, like, the stand or the cellar, and you have some college students that are misinformed or some people from another country that have no idea about certain things you're talking about, whatever, so when you have your target audience, it's so much more fun and better. And that's why just having your own audience is so much greater. There I have spoken.
I think I'll just say this. I think one of the reasons comedians over time, once they get famous, become bad, which they all do, is because of exactly that. They're just speaking to their audience. And to be sharp and good, that's the whole thing. You got to keep talking and
but you work an array of
people.
Tim Dillon last night went on at the Stand. He was working out stuff. Some worked, some didn't. And then he'll do it to his audience. Yeah, you work it out to those people that are just like New York audiences or whatever, LA audiences. But then you get it honed and bring it on the road. That's all. So and people look, Shane Gillis gets funnier and funnier every time I see him. So that's not true, your statement that.
No, he's let it gestate. Come back in 2 years, we'll see.
Well, since last year, he's funnier this year. So there. And that's not true with all comics, but there are a lot of comics that have a crew.
You get soft. If you're hanging around only with people that are like
yes people,
and your audience is a yes people, and you know, you get soft, and we've seen it happen over and over and over again, and it's why Cat Williams is one of the greatest comedians to ever walk the planet.
I had a dream about him last night, him and Kevin Hart, and he was in the dream choking Kevin. I'm like, whoa, and then. He choked him so bad that Kevin got brain damage.
Oh my God, I think that really happened.
But it turned to Kevin into like, what's her name? Taylor Swift. Like all of a sudden he's choking Kevin in my dream. And then next thing you know, Taylor Swift has brain damage from Cat choking her. Because these are all the things you see online. It's Cat Williams, Taylor Swift, Kevin. So in your subconscious, you have
perchance you're dreaming about what's really going on with the cloning situation and Hollywood. I get all these like conspiracy theory accounts, and it's so crazy, like that all these people are cloned and like you have to kill a family member in order to be part of the Illuminati and stuff.
I get all the, now I'm getting all the truth comes out about Puff Daddy. Steve Harvey fights back. This guy's gay. That guy's, and you try to read the story and you go to it and it's impossible to get to the story.
Clickbait, my God.
That's what
you're exactly what they want.
Yeah, well, I don't read the other ads. If I can't find a story, I bailed out. I bail the fuck out. That's what I do. Out. You see what I'm saying?
No.
But all these things now, Ice-T, Jay-Z, didn't you say some guy masturbated on TikTok or something because of the Grammys?
Drake
masturbated?
Well, I don't get how come you have a computer in your head.
Gonna look up Drake masturbating.
I mean, I really thought you would. I was like, this is what Rich would love to see.
Why would I? Oh, that's.
Because you like that kind of stuff.
No,
are you kidding
I don't.
Me? Then you walk around in a funk because you're like, that guy's penis is as big as my arm. Doesn't matter how many rings I put on, my arm will never be as heavy as that guy's fucking dick.
Oh, brother.
Video was leaked of him playing with himself on a bed.
It's not leaked. They put it out themselves. Nobody was in there filming him going, you know, I'm not going to put this out.
No, he filmed it.
So he had to leak it.
Well, that's I believe that he did, and people do, but that's not necessarily true. You can be hacked. Okay, anyway, it's literally like, I mean, it's like he's a rodeo clown, just like, it's crazy.
AI.
Maybe. I just like, I'm sorry, but how does that work? How can you, that's too big. It's just too much. Do women really want that? Do you think women really want something that big?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
The theory is that he was mad about the Grammys for some reason. So he put it out to take the tension away from it.
D- didn't Jay-Z say something about Beyonce not winning album of the year? Like, I don't follow the music business and all that
shit. Well, how do you know that then? Oh, God.
I see the headlines. I didn't read the story. So you might know the story. So I'm asking you without you making me sound stupid. I didn't read the story.
I don't make you sound stupid. You say stupid things and then how I'm supposed to ignore it.
How do I say,
you
ask you a question.
You go, didn't this? I don't follow the Grammys. You know everything that's going on.
I don't know everything. I know one story. Did Jay-Z say something about Beyonce not winning album of the year? You would say, I don't know, or you would tell the story.
I don't know.
You do know.
I do.
What happened?
I don't know. He was winning some fucking Lifetime Achievement Award or some shit. And then he was like babbling on and saying like that Beyonce never won Album of the Year and it's not right. And, you know, he said some people shouldn't even be in the category, like basically saying some people shouldn't have even been nominated for it. But then he also said like his daughter won a Grammy, whatever.
Who won Album of the Year? Taylor Swift?
I believe so.
She's going to do well.
I think she's a real up-and-comer.
Yeah. I see potential. I see potential. What do you see?
I see another white woman fucking killing it in this patriarchy.
Oh, brother. She started as a kid, worked her way up. You kidding me?
You know the Mitch Hedberg story?
No. I saw people online talking about him, though. You know, and here's what people don't understand about Mitch, and then tell me the story. They were going, oh, well, I don't think he was funny. This, that. Some people were saying that. But you know what Mitch Hedberg had? That these fucking, he had his own voice. It's not only his material. His persona is what fucking made
right,
him.
Right, he was a true original.
Yeah.
Even though I'm wearing the exact same glasses he would wear every time.
Yeah, but made him so cool or different was his fucking persona. So what's the story?
The story is, and I heard this from Lynn Shawcroft, who's a very good friend of mine that was married to Mitch Hedberg. And so I don't know. I hope it's okay that I tell this story. But they were somewhere, maybe Minnesota, I don't know. And somebody called the club, or the club owner asked them if this girl could come and do a song before his set, and you know, some young girl, and she did, and she was really good, and that was Taylor Swift. Her parents had brought her down to do this show and gave them a CD of hers. So
good story.
Yeah, she was getting,
she's from Minnesota.
I don't know if it was Minnesota. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was like St. Louis or something.
You're just naming cities that you've heard of.
I can't. I'm trying to remember.
Think it was Cincinnati, or
might have been Cincinnati. Might have been Cincinnati.
Not Milwaukee, though.
Maybe Milwaukee. Well, where's she from? Somewhere.
I don't
like
fucking know where she's from. Well, that's pretty. I had a girl.
Taylor Swift opened for Mitch Hedberg at one point in her illustrious career.
Okay, so when I was in Kansas City once, I went to an open mic after my show, and I saw this girl playing guitar, and she had a great voice. So I said, come down tomorrow.
No idea where the story's going.
And I put her on, and I even told the club owner, here's $25, give her money, make it look like.
Right.
I don't even remember, but that girl could be famous now.
Oh, my God. I was like, please tell this story better so we can get a good clip out of it. And
she could be famous.
That's the story. It's like you don't know who she is.
Yes, you never know. I mean, I know she had a good voice from Kansas City. If you are famous and you're from Kansas City, and I put you up to do a spot at the comedy club, it was at Stanford and Sons, send me your album.
Tegan and Sarah one time texted me and said,
who?
Tegan and Sarah, they're famous twin singers.
Yeah.
And not texted me. It was, what was before Facebook?
MySpace.
MySpace. It was on MySpace. They were like, you're our favorite comedian. And, you know, I saw they had a lot of followers and stuff, and they were singers, and I might have even followed them. But MySpace sort of disbanded right after that. And I didn't know them as, I just knew they were Canadian singers. And then blew up. Gigantic.
What's their names?
Tegan and Sarah.
Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you
reach out to them? It's like there's no reaching out to them now. They're that famous.
Well, they must think you're still their favorite comic, unless they like.
I mean, I think they were like, "I'm Canadian, they're Canadian," so they saw and then.
What if their favorite comic now is doing?
I saw them do stuff with like the alt side of things. You know, yeah. they're hooked into.
So you don't
like they've probably been on Mike Birbiglia's podcast and shit.
Ugh. I think their favorite comic now could do like a female stripper, stripping to like the wrong song, right?
That's what we call that in the business, a callback.
A callback. Well, anyhow, how much time have we done? We got about 3 more minutes.
But we don't have a clip.
We don't have a clip?
Well, I was going to use the clip of you talking about
the girl. So, okay, I was
like, how you say that she's someone.
Okay, so I'm doing this. Oh, I'll tell a story. I forgot. I was doing in Kansas City, and then I went to an open mic after the show, and there was a girl singing with a folk guitar. I go, what a great voice. So I go, I got to get her to do a spot on my show to open, you know, just before the show. And she did, and I had the club owner give her $25 or $50. I think her parents were there, friends, and it ended up being Pink. No, not Pink. It was.
I guess we're done, guys.
It was Madonna. It was Madonna.
Oh my God!
It was Madonna. Okay, it wasn't Madonna. It was Blondie. Pat Benatar. I don't know who the girl was, but I hope she's famous because she had a good voice. There you go.
What a terrible, terrible story.
It's a fucking good story. It's helping not, people out in the arts.
It's not. It's like,
will you ever
and
have,
she lives out of her car now. And
like Steve Harvey did?
She works at Wawa. Like,
first of all, Wawa's only in New Jersey and I think Philly. Oh, okay. Wawa's not around the country. You know that?
I'm going to Wawa you in the face.
I'll tell you the biggest. Sheets. You ever hear of Sheets?
No.
It's like a Wawa, but way better. And there's another one.
S-H-E-E-T-S?
Z.
Sheets?
Yeah, it's like a Wawa gas station.
But where's that?
Oh, around the country. Well, I think like down south. And there's another one that's even way better in Texas. It's called Bucky's.
Oh, I've heard of Bucky's.
You've heard of Bucky's?
Yeah, because I was in Austin a lot of times and people constantly talked about Bucky's. And I finally stopped. I was driving somewhere for the show and I finally pulled off and went in one. I was like, this is what everybody's fucking talking about.
What are you kidding me? It's great. They got great barbecue sandwiches.
And Natalie Cuomo, I think, has a Bucky's tattoo. I'm not kidding.
Were you kidding before at other stuff?
I mean, I was kidding about. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Okay, let's get a clip. You like the ceiling I fixed? Nah, that's not a good.
You are incredible. Like,
what?
Wow.
Bonnie last night said, I'm having a glass of wine, but had two. And we sat around talking all night long, and
not just he and I. That would never happen.
No,
he would be bored within 2 seconds. No, at the Stand.
Yeah.
Well, Adele, who's the manager of the Stand, is going to Ohio to open Chappelle's club.
To help Chappelle open his club.
Wait, what did I say?
To open it.
Yeah, I mean
to help. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
No, she just has the keys. She's the only one who has the keys. And so she's got to go open it for them. It's not a job or anything. It's just, they were like going to open it last week. No one had the keys. Well, where are the keys? Oh, Adele has the keys.
She's going to be there till August.
She's going to be there to August. So we had a little like, you know, moment drinking a glass of wine together.
Tim Dillon and me. And
Tim Dillon was there.
Who else? Oh, what's her name? Maddie Smith. I like her.
She's great. Really, yeah,
she's
great.
Fun to hang out
Very
with.
Very funny.
Laughs at your stuff. Gets it.
I see her kind of making fun of you a little bit, which I like.
She tries, yeah. I mean, I make fun of her too. Mm-hmm. That's why I like her.
Yeah. She's on Wild N' Out. She can take it.
Can she?
I think so.
Well, I'm glad that you're her manager. Well, anyhow, we don't have a clip. So this is our clip that we don't have a clip. We have no clip for this week. Put this up. No clip. We didn't say anything funny. We were very serious and we gave our opinions. And that's what matters. That's what podcasts are about. That's
sound off in the comments.
I got to find
about our no clip.
I got to find out where the people write comments. I used to see them somewhere.
Oh my God.
Under My Wife Hates Me, probably there's comments. Whoa, she got me. You're looking pretty.
Oh, gee, thank you.
Yeah. Everybody was discussing how pretty Katie Hannigan looked last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all discussing it. Out of nowhere, they go, man, she looked pretty tonight. You know, but she.
It is funny because girls do that. Like.
Yeah, but she's never not looked pretty. It's not like she looked.
Well, I realized, like, okay, so guys come into the green room and you're just like, hey, hi, whatever. You start talking about, like, did you see the thing about whatever? And then a girl comes into the green room and you're like, where'd you get those shoes? I love it. You do a whole thing up and down, like how great, how I love this look. You know, it takes like 10 minutes to get through it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's like.
Well, I'm sitting at the table. Maddie goes, did you see how pretty Katie looked? And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't think.
I've always thought Katie's very pretty.
She always was. But I'm like, what were you saying? That other time she looked like she got beat up or something. But maybe she had a glow about her or something. Who knows? But she's so nice.
Oh,
anyhow.
A glow up?
No, a glow about
her. Oh.
But she's so nice. She's always so nice when you walk in and.
Very, yes, very friendly.
Just friendly, lovely. Funny. Funny, friendly. Her boyfriend is one of my favorites. Great writer. He's cool to hang out with. They're a good couple.
Mike Vecchione.
Well, we're going to give that couple the stamp of approval. Right?
Oh, my God. It's so cringe.
What is... what?
You.
I'm cringe.
Yeah.
We're going to give that couple the... Ping, my ring's hitting the table.
Bonnie wore her long leather last night.
What
she
in
looked
the, who
good.
Cares? Like,
yeah, but you were looking like a fucking Russian spy last night.
Oh, my God. All right,
it's
everyone.
It's a great leather, man. It's a great coat. I never saw it.
I'm not vegan anymore, so I guess I can wear it.
Well, folks, we hope you learned a lot today.
Peace out.
We got to go. Oh, wait, no. This weekend I'll be at Laugh Boston in Boston, Laugh Boston Comedy Club. Thursday night I'm in Albany. Look on my website, the name of the place. Thursday, Albany. Friday, Saturday, Laugh Boston. And we will see you there. And we have an announcement coming up. Not now, but when they make the announcement, we'll make the announcement. So have a good weekend.
Peace out. Thanks, everybody. My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.